Good day, Cedar Creekers, and anyone else who's joining in online. My name is Justin Wickman, and I'm one of the pastors here at Cedar Creek Community Church. Welcome to a 10-minute devotional where I'll read a portion of Scripture, make a few observations, and give you a question to ponder over a cup of coffee or something to journal about. Today, our chunk of Scripture is Daniel chapter 5. We're currently going over the first 6 chapters of Daniel and seeing how it relates to us and the world around us. If you would, please open up your Bible or your Bible app and read along with me. Today, I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. Daniel, chapter 5. King Belshazzar made a great feast for 1,000 of his lords and drank wine in front of 1,000. Belshazzar, when he tasted the wine, commanded that the vessels of gold and of silver that Nebuchadnezzar, his father, had taken out of the temple in Jerusalem be brought, that the king and his lords, his wives and his concubines, might drink from them. Then they brought in the golden vessels that had been taken out of the temple, the house of God in Jerusalem, and the king and his lords and his wives and his concubines drank from them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and silver, bronze, iron, wood, and stone. Immediately, the fingers of a human hand appeared and wrote on the plaster of the wall of the king's palace, opposite the lampstand. And the king saw the hand as it wrote. Then the king's color changed, and his thoughts alarmed him. His limbs gave way, and his knees knocked together. The king called loudly to bring in the enchanters, the Chaldeans, and the astrologers. The king declared to the wise men of Babylon, "Whoever reads this writing and shows me its interpretation shall be clothed with purple and have a chain of gold around his neck and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom." Then all the king's wise men came in, but they could not read the writing or make known to the king the interpretation. Then King Belshazzar was greatly alarmed, and his color changed, and his lords were perplexed. The queen, because of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banqueting hall, and the queen declared, "O king, live forever. Let not your thoughts alarm you or your color change. There is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. In the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, were found in him. And King Nebuchadnezzar, your father the king, made him chief of the magicians, enchanters, Chaldeans, and astrologers, because an excellent spirit, knowledge, and understanding to interpret dreams, explain riddles, and solve problems were found in this Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation." Then Daniel was brought in before the king. The king answered and said to Daniel, "You are that Daniel, one of the exiles of Judah, whom the king my father brought from Judah. I have heard of you, that the spirit of the gods is in you, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom are found in you. Now the wise men, the enchanters, have been brought in before me to read this writing and make known to me its interpretation, but they could not show me the interpretation of the matter. But I have heard that you can give interpretations and solve problems. Now if you can read the writing and make known to me its interpretation, you shall be clothed with purple and have a chain of gold around your neck and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom." Then Daniel answered and said before the king, "Let your gifts be for yourself and give your rewards to another. Nevertheless, I will read the writing to the king and make known to him the interpretation. O king, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar, your father, kingship and greatness and glory and majesty, and because of the greatness that he gave him, all peoples, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him. Whom he would, he killed, and whom he would, he kept alive. Whom he would, he raised up, and whom he would, he humbled. But when his heart was lifted up, and his spirit was hardened, so that he dealt proudly, he was brought down from his kingly throne, and his glory was taken from him. He was driven from among the children of mankind, and his mind was made like that of a beast, and his dwelling was with the wild donkeys. He was fed grass like an ox, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, until he knew that the Most High God rules the kingdom of mankind and sets over it whom he will. And you, his son, Belshazzar, have not humbled your heart, though you knew all of this, but you have lifted up yourself against the Lord of heaven, and the vessels of his house have been brought in before you, and you and your lords, your wives, and your concubines have drunk wine from them. And you have praised the gods of silver and gold, of bronze, iron, wood, and stone, which do not see or hear or know, but the God in whose hand is your breath and whose are all your ways you have not honored. Then from his presence the hand was sent, and this writing was inscribed, and this is the writing that was inscribed, Mene, Mene, Tekel, and Parson. This is the interpretation of the matter. Mene, God has numbered the days of your kingdom and brought it to an end. Tekel, you have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Peres, your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Then Belshazzar gave the command, and Daniel was clothed with purple. A chain of gold was put around his neck, and a proclamation was made about him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. That very night, Belshazzar, the Chaldean king, was killed, and Darius the Mede received the kingdom, being about 62 years old. So we see here Belshazzar, King Belshazzar, Nebuchadnezzar's son. And I think last time I mentioned that in the last recording, it would be the last time we heard about Nebuchadnezzar, except in the past tense. Nebuchadnezzar's story was over, and at this point, we see Nebuchadnezzar's son has taken over. And the first thing that we see that Belshazzar is recorded doing is taking a bunch of the vessels that were taken from the temple in Jerusalem and having a party and drinking from them. The miraculous thing happens in front of King Belshazzar, and this hand shows up and inscribes stuff on the palace wall. And he's, of course, terrified and calls for the enchanters, Chaldeans, and astrologers to interpret it, and they can't. And it's at this point in the story the legacy of his father and of Daniel come through. The queen, Belshazzar's mom, shows up and reminds Belshazzar of Daniel and his ability to tell him what all this means. And Daniel, as we just read, shows up and boldly proclaims that Belshazzar's arrogance and foolishness will be the end of him. And in fact, it ends that very night. What a crazy story. But the thing I want to highlight today, the thing that really stood out to me, is in verse 22 and 23, where it says, where Daniel says to Belshazzar, "And you, his son Belshazzar, have not humbled your heart, though you knew all of this, but you have lifted yourself up against the Lord of heaven." As I read through this, I thought a bit about how that would have looked. Here we have King Nebuchadnezzar's son, who was witness to all the miraculous things that we've already talked about in previous recordings, arrogantly defiling the vessels of the house of God. That's the very same God who Belshazzar watched humble his proud father, having him eat like an ox in the field, and yet Belshazzar acted this way and defiled God's vessels and worshipped idols of gold, silver, bronze, and stone. See, it's funny to me because at my first thought, I find myself thinking, wow, what a knucklehead. I certainly wouldn't do anything like that. But then I think about a few verses that were written more than 1,000 years later in the book of James, where it says, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like." See, I think Belshazzar was grossly guilty of this sin. He knew the truth. He saw his father humbled by the God of creation. He saw his father afterwards, after being humbled, boldly proclaiming the power, might, and majesty of God. He saw what God was capable of. Both Nebuchadnezzar and Belshazzar had firsthand knowledge of what God was capable of. And yet Belshazzar forgot. He didn't pay heed or attention to the inherent warnings and teaching that he could have learned from watching his dad's life. Rather, he got caught up in partying with his lords, wives, and concubines, enjoying the fleeting pleasures of life, and in that, defiling vessels from God's temple and worshiping idols. See, today I think we're tempted in the same way as Belshazzar was. We have seen the lives of others around us as they follow the Lord, and we can ignore the lessons that they teach us. We attend church services, listen to podcasts, and enjoy virtual church, all while being ever learning, but never coming to knowledge of the truth. We are inundated with luxuries and pleasures, hobbies and pastimes, paid and unpaid work. We're distracted and unfocused. See, it's the same temptation wrapped up and packaged just a little bit differently. Right now, as I record this, we have an opportunity in front of us. Many of us are finding ourselves with more free time due to the current world events. We can fill our lives up with other activities. Maybe it's our house projects, or maybe it's yard work. Maybe it's binge-watching Netflix or playing video games. Now, none of those things are inherently bad, but we have a chance right now in front of us to form new habits, to be men and women who don't look at ourselves in the mirror and forget, men and women who look intently into God's word and seek his righteousness and watch our God deeply transform our lives. See, we can slow down and rest in his grace and mercy. We can shut off the news and turn on His truth. We can be a people after God's own heart. Events in our lives can impact us in many different ways. We can be like Nebuchadnezzar, who learned from his errors and ultimately glorified God, or we can be like his son Belshazzar, looking at our face intently in a mirror and immediately at once forgetting what we saw. Today, we can choose who we want to be like. So as we reach our 10-minute mark and wrap up here, I want to leave us with a thought, a question to ponder or to journal about today. What distractions do you find keeping you from growing through learning about God, His truth, and who you are? What distractions do you find keeping you from growing through learning about God, His truth, and who you are? Thank you for joining me on this 10-minute devotional, and in the words of Paul in 2 Thessalonians 3:16, now may the Lord of peace Himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all.